Hello, Andy.
Good morning, gents. How are we?
Not too bad, mate. Good to see you. Let's start with the 2018 World Cup qualifying this morning.
Yeah, now Group C, E and F, there's games still alive. Now, importantly in C, Germany and the Czech Republic got up. Germany are nailing it, 5 wins in 5 starts. So it's a race for Northern Ireland, the Czech Republic and Azerbaijan. And at the moment, Northern Ireland are leading Norway 2-0. So that would put them on 10 points, 2 clear of the Czech Republic. In Group E, it's a tight affair, 5 points splitting the top 5 teams at the moment. Montenegro and Poland 1-1, Romania, Denmark 0-0. English fans, you'll be relieved. Defoe and Rashford scored today, 2-0 winners against Lithuania. England on 13 points behind them. Slovenia on 8, Slovakia on 6, Lithuania on 6, Scotland on 5, 0-0 Scotland, Slovenia at the moment. Malta 1, Slovakia 2. So there's 5 live games. And yesterday, the standout for me was Bulgaria beating Holland in that group. It's incredible because Holland now are in 4th position behind France, Sweden, and now Bulgaria. So the Dutch, it would be inconceivable for Holland not to be at a World Cup, but they're not playing well at the moment. So, well, conversely, our boys tomorrow night.
Crazy.
Tomorrow night's a big one.
UAE.
We're in diabolicals if we lose to the UAE, aren't we?
It would throw it into a huge spin because you don't want to rely on we've got to play Japan away, and the last qualifier will be Thailand at home. You don't want that extra bit of expectation on needing to nail 3 points in that. You want to get 6 in your next 2 home games to put you back into the top 2.
Yeah, there was support for Ange on his sort of tactical change in the last one, and Tim Cahill might start, but do you think he'll change the formation?
I think he might have to. I think bringing Brad Smith onto that left side, because he can push forward nicely. He's also sort of indicated Ryan Grant's not ready for it yet. I think Timmy will start. Get 60 minutes out of Timmy. He gets you a couple of goals to set you up for the win. That's what you want. You don't want Timmy coming on like we did against Iraq with, 20, 25 to go. Well, it was less than that. I think he came on the 70th, 75th. You want Timmy to be starting and to be delivering. Get the service into the box for him and ensure that you get that buffer at least into half time. So it's going to be an interesting test, and UAE are behind us. So we need to nail this side tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Tab.com.au says we should be winning. They're $1.35 up against the UAE, $9.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I'd say if we lose that, Ange would be gone, wouldn't he?
No, I don't think they'd show him the door at all.
I think he's been good, hasn't he?
He's been fantastic. We are the Asian champions.
Well, I think we're going ordinarily.
We've drawn 4 games. That's a problem. We haven't finished off teams that we've been accustomed to finishing off. And when you're drawing against teams like Iraq and Thailand, who are bottom of your group, that's when the big question marks start to come out.
It's been a disappointing campaign so far.
It has.
That might all change, by the way.
It can change very quickly, and that's the beauty of World Cup qualifying. You've got 10 games to get it right, and we've got 3 at home in the last 4 to get it right.
A-League, mate, FC, they've secured the minor premiership, haven't they, the weekend?
Without kicking a ball in Perth.
Yeah.
And I went for the draw on Friday, and yesterday on the show with Jimmy and Ray, once you knew they'd got that premiership, you had to back Sydney. What was a big shock yesterday?
I back Sydney all the time.
Yeah, but what Wellington did yesterday, to have 7 key players missing, the Jets are copying it in social media from former players like Mark Wilson, Phil Dando, read their comments, and they're good comments, to be honest with you. The Jets should never have capitulated, even though they're playing away. But you're 7 international players missing for Wellington. Melbourne Victory, I get it, with Brisbane, missing 4 key players, 3/4 of their scorers, Rojas and Berisha and company.
Big win.
But no, that's not good enough.
5-0. Well done. Well done to Wellington, though. That was fantastic. Well done to you too, Andy. You've been a big member of our team, mate.
Yeah, it's sad to go, but these things happen in the industry. You'll be judged on how you react to these things instead of judging on in terms of what you've delivered. You'll be judged on what you deliver, but it's also, it's hard for me at the moment not to be bitter and angry. But look, you know what? I look at this segment and I think it's the longest running football segment on Australian radio.
Yeah.
And along the way, I've got to do a lot of things internally and with the TAB and a lot of good people. You think of all the producers and you think of the good team that's been here from day one. It's been a fantastic journey.
Congrats, mate.
What's ahead? People are asking me already. Man, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Just more gold.
So
that's what you say.
Yeah,
more gold.
More gold, Andy.
Yeah, it's good. And for me, at the end of the day, the most important part of the job are the listeners. Mm. They are fantastic. I met more at Hunter Valley. Went up there for the Pseudo Echo and Ice House gig and all that, the Hunter. And I met people from Newcastle. I did some selfies with some lovely ladies from the Central Coast who watched the show with their husband.
Oh, really?
Or one lady, I should say. Mm. But that's the thing. They good love stuff. Their sport fix and they love their football, and it's the best game. Sorry.
You've always been terrific to work
good
with.
Good on you, Andy.
I'm going to be biased. And just a special shout-out for one bloke in particular who's been there for me from day one, Mario. Mario's been brilliant.
He's a great man, and so are you, mate.
And you get inspiration from guys like that. You watch what he's had to go through to live his day to day and to wait to be in line for, surgery and everything else that he's been through. So
good on you, mate.
Thanks, guys.
A lot of fun.
Take care, mate.